From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In today's program, we talk live with the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, James Mitchell. He's with us in our London studio, having just flown in from Hungary, where he witnessed the historic elections. And I would imagine it was quite an experience, Mr. Prime Minister.
It certainly was very fascinating. I was there invited by the Republican Institute in Washington, and I worked with Vice President Mondale and the Deputy Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia and Senator Matthias, with a team of some 65 observers from around the world, including a number of leaders from Eastern Europe, witnessing the Hungarian experience. It was extraordinary to see the changes taking place and to see the interests of the people in changing from a communist system.
More from the Prime Minister in a moment. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. For Prime Minister James Mitchell of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the past month or so may have been among the most hectic periods of his political life. Mr. Mitchell was an observer at the Nicaraguan elections, was among the group of Caribbean leaders to meet with U.S. Vice President Dan Quayle and then Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. In between, there was the CARICOM banana meeting with the Dominican Republic. Today, Prime Minister Mitchell is in London, having just left Hungary, where he was an observer of that country's first democratic election since 1948. Though weary from his travels, Prime Minister Mitchell has nonetheless kindly consented to be our special guest on today's Caribbean Report. Once again, Prime Minister, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. I'd like to ask you, first of all, any similarities or stark contrasts between the electoral process that you witnessed in Nicaragua and that you've just come from in Hungary?
Certainly there were some differences and indeed some similarities. First of all, in Nicaragua, the people were very nervous and felt that the election would be rigged. Up to the day before, they felt that there was going to be no election, and they were very nervous about it. In Hungary, the people were relaxed. They had a very complicated system, but they went about their business calmly and graciously, and they were in no way feeling nervous. I was quite impressed with the way they went about their business in Hungary.
So that whole wind of change that we've been talking about and that we've been seeing blowing through Eastern Europe, it continues to blow hard? You get the feeling that the people are on the move?
Certainly. And they're anxious to get rid of communism in all its forms. Anything that is even named socialist is now not good enough for them. I was fascinated to see the whole plethora of parties, some 75 political parties. Anybody could form a political party, but you had to have 750 people signing up so that you can get your name on the ballot paper. The people are anxious for change, and they really mean to move to that market economy, and there's no doubt about it. Our delegation had people from Bulgaria, Romania, Czechoslovakia, and Yugoslavia. And all these people are very anxious to see the process continue. One of the Czechoslovak delegates was with me up to 1:30 in the parliament buildings last night, checking out everything meticulously. And we were the last in the delegations to go to sleep.
Eastern Europe, then, new markets, one would think, to be exploited, and indeed perhaps that's why so much attention is turning in that direction, particularly by the major aid donors. But what is the Caribbean region doing to get its foot in the door in what could eventually become a lucrative market?
Well, I will be discussing my perceptions with my Caribbean colleagues when I go home. I do not think there is an opportunity there immediately. There certainly will be one in due course. Why I say there is not going to be one immediately, because they have a problem with their currency. They have been trading in rubles in Comecon, and soon they have to begin trading in dollars. But they don't have those dollars. They are worried about inflationary pressures. They're worried about their balance of payments and, of course, the massive debts that some of them have. Romania has no debt, but Hungary is worried about its own massive debt. They will need to restructure their economies and work out lots of details. I was particularly interested, of course, in the situation with regard to fruit. I discovered that there is a sort of communist mafia operating on the distribution of fruit, that they rip off the farmers in the countryside a good 20% before the thing gets to the distributors. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing will need to be organized. In other words, before we can get in our bananas or fruit there, they need to get into that free market economy.
We're going to return to this live interview with Prime Minister James Mitchell of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, but first of all, the financial report. On the financial markets in London today, the pound closed more than a cent higher at $1.6135. I asked Nigel Cassidy of the BBC's financial unit if sterling's fight back against the dollar had surprised the markets.
The general view was that the pound would be convalescing this week after the